CBS presents The Beulah Show, written by Charles Stewart, with Jess Kirkpatrick, Eric Roth, Lois Corbett, Eddie Green, and Ernie Whitman, with songs by Carol Stewart, music by Lud Gluskin, and starring...
Got the world in a juggler, got the stopper in my hand.
Yes, sir, it's Beulah. It's early morning at the Kirk residence, and there's no indication whatever that this is going to turn into a very eventful day. In the kitchen, washing the breakfast dishes as usual, is Beulah, while in the living room we find Jess Kirk and his Aunt Alice.
Here, Jess, let me help you on with your overcoat.
Oh, thank you, Aunt Alice.
Now, do you have everything? Your hat, your briefcase?
Yeah, I guess so. There's just one other thing, Aunt Alice. Hmm? Would you mind mailing this package for me today?
Well, I hadn't planned on going out, but... package. Cute little one.
Yeah, feel like a fool sending it. You see, some of the office force thought it'd be nice to exchange presents, so we drew each other's names and... it's the silliest thing in the world.
I think it's very sociable. Whose name did you draw?
Miss Weatherby. Letitia Weatherby.
Oh, isn't she that little redhead from Rhode Island?
Yes, I've nicknamed her Rhode Island Red.
Well, you better be careful, Jess. She may be after your moolah.
My what?
You know, your fabulous wealth. Your money. Your moolah. Moolah!
Somebody bawling for Beulah?
Why, no, but now that you're here, we have an errand for you. I trust the cleaning's almost through.
Oh, no, ma'am, Miss Aunt Alice. You see, I got hung up on the telephone with my gal friend Nettie. And you know how she talks. My, her conversations stretch out like a wet girdle on a clothesline.
We know. Well, Beulah, I just want you to drop this package at the post office for me when you go out to shop.
All right, Mr. Jess.
Oh, fine. Well, I'm off to work, and I'll see you all later.
Goodbye, Jess. And watch out for the Rhode Island Red. She may be laying for you.
Miss Aunt Alice, I didn't mean to be on that phone so long, but that Nettie had news that jolted me right down to my foundation garment. Oh, my, like the man say, that's a jolt, son.
Well, what is it, Beulah? What's happened?
Lucius Walters is here in town.
Lucius Walters?
Yes.
Is he a friend of yours?
A friend? No, that ain't the way Mr. Webster says it.
I see. Sort of a ex-heartthrob.
Yes'm, that's the word. That throb covers it perfectly.
Well, this is exciting news. Tell me about him, Beulah. Is he good looking?
Good looking? Miss Aunt Alice, that man was splendor plus. 6'4" of pulsating pulchritude.
Well, he was a big fellow, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. I just barely came up to his lips. But he didn't mind as long as I came up often enough.
I see.
Never forget how that Lucius liked to go out in a rowboat. There we'd be on the Silver Lake. Moonshine, Lucius smiling, Beulah rowing. Oh, and I remember that straight curl flopping down over his forehead. What there was of it.
What there was of it? The curl?
No, the forehead. I wonder if he'll come to see me.
Say, sounds like you're still carrying a torch for him.
Oh, no, Miss Aunt Alice. I carried a torch for him for a while, but after I met my boyfriend Bill, it blew out fast. Bill was sort of a blowtorch, you might say. Oh, you hear what I say? Look here. Blowtorch. Bill, you must control those things.
Well, Beulah, I suspect you're still more than a little interested in Lucius. You wouldn't want to make Bill jealous, would you?
Well,
Oh-ho.
Wouldn't do him no harm, you know. After all, I've been waiting 9 years for Bill to take me for better or for worse. All he's been taking me for is granted. Oh, my, the dope. Could that be Lucius now? Oh, it couldn't. I wonder, though. Shall I answer it and see?
That sounds like a good idea.
Yes. Kiss me once and kiss me twice and kiss me once again. It's been... Oh.
How do you do?
How do, mister? How are you?
How am I? Well, now, you can just look at me and tell that. Yeah, I feel just as good as I am. I feel just as good as I... Oh, no. Oh, no, I must feel better than that.
Well, what brings you here today?
What brings me here? Well, you see, I came to, oh, shuckings. Maybe I shouldn't have come at all.
You mean you don't remember?
No, I, oh, sure, yeah. I came to deliver a package.
A package?
Yeah. Is it ready?
Ready? Mister, if you're delivering it, you're supposed to have it.
I am, huh? Well, now, maybe that's why I've got this string tied around my right finger to remind me.
Remind you what?
Oh. To remember the string in my left finger.
And what does that remind you?
Look back at the string on my right finger.
My goodness. Why?
Well, maybe because the package is tied to the other end of it.
Oh, my goodness, mister. I think you need a rest, a vacation.
A vacation? Oh, now you don't say. Where you going?
Not me. You're the one who's going.
I am, huh? Well, say, I better get started. Oh, California, here I do. California, here. Oh, drat. Probably couldn't get reservations anyway. Bye.
Bye, mister. My, that man's brain is a whirl. Why, he could just sit still and go for a spin. I want... Well, look at here. He left his pretty package here. Well, let me see now. Here's a card on it, too. Say, roses are red, violets are blue. Forget me not, and I'll not forget you. Signed, L. W. L. W.? Oh, only one L. W. I knows of, and that is Lucius Walter. Oh, Beulah, you enchantress, you.
Beulah.
Miss Aunt Alice, we has just had a visit from Cupid.
Cupid?
The card explains it, Miss Aunt Alice. Ma, let me see here. What's in this here box?
Roses are red, violets are blue. Forget me not, and I'll not forget you. Hmm. Signed, L.W.
Yes, and Lucius Walter. Oh, look here, Miss Alice. It's from him, all right. Gumdrop.
Uh-oh. The old flame's still burning.
Yes, ma'am. And here I thought that old flame had a fuel shortage long ago.
Well, Beulah, what are you going to do now?
Well, I ain't going to do nothing, Miss Aunt Alice. Just going to stand right here in the middle and let fate weave me in his web. Beulah faces life.
Now, here's lovely Carol Stirred singing, You Won't Be Satisfied.
You won't be satisfied until you break my heart. You're never satisfied until the teardrops start. I tried to shower you with love and kisses, but all I ever get from you is nagging and dragging. My poor heart is sagging the way you toss my heart around the crying chain. I'll bet you wouldn't like it if I did the same. You're only happy tearing all my dreams away. the fire. You won't be satisfied until you break my heart.
Another lemon gumdrop. Kind of remind me of the time Lucius and I went to the theater. He kept slipping his hand into mine. I kept slipping him them gumdrops.
Beulah, I was wondering... Why, Beulah? Well, aren't you dressed up?
Oh, me? You mean this little old shell pink organdy thing with ruffles and handwork and lace? A bit of apple cake?
Just something you happened to put on, hmm?
Oh, yes. Just happened to.
Did you just happen to put those flowers in your hair, too?
Flowers? Now, how'd they get up there? I declare. I know they didn't grow up there. I know that.
Beulah, you don't need to explain. I understand. And you do look fetching.
I do, Miss Aunt Alice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, me, I hope so. Because, like my mammy say, if you want to do any catching, you got to look fetching.
Well, Beulah, what's happened? Have you heard from either of your boyfriends?
No, ma'am. Bill due any minute, though. So far, I ain't heard from Lucius.
Well, maybe he's playing a waiting game.
Well, if he's waiting, I'm game.
Are you going to tell Bill about Lucius?
No, I think I'll let him find out all by himself. You see, Miss Aunt Alice, in this affair, I'm kind of like the G in MGM.
The G in MGM?
Mm-hmm. Right in the middle of
The eternal triangle, hmm? Well, you'd better be careful, or Bill's liable to go off and find another girl.
Yes, ma'am, I do gotta watch out. I don't want that triangle to become a rectangle. Oh, you hear what I say, a rectangle? I think I'll be just slightly aloof toward Bill. A little bit formal. That should start him wondering. Oh, me, listen to it. There, Bill, now, playing a little back porch piano. Excuse me, Miss Aunt Alice. My, ain't this exciting. I'm as nervous as a pussycat on ice.
Here's Bill, baby. No pain, no strain.
Well, good afternoon, William. Do come in.
William?
Bill is so common. It's always right and proper to say William.
Always right, huh? I suppose you'd say, oh, look, there's a duck with mud on his William. Honey, this formality ain't like you. Do you feel all right?
Mm-hmm. Don't I look all right?
Yeah, you sure do. Pretty little ruffled apron, flower in your hair. Why, you look like a French pastry in full bloom.
Oh, such pretty flattery. You men are all alike.
Yeah, and ain't you women glad of it?
Will you, Bill, why don't you sit over by the table?
Oh, no, honey. Sitting at a table without a meal on it is misguided energy. Liable to start my gastric juices to flowing, you know, and... Well, look here, a box of candy.
Candy? Where?
Right here, fast approaching my hand.
Oh, dear. Bill, I hope you'll be discreet and not read the card that's with it.
Card? Oh, yeah, this one that say roses are red and violets are blue. Forget me not and I'll not forget you. Signed L.W.
That's the one.
All right, I won't read it. What's LW stand for? Lost weekend?
Bill, don't you understand the meaning of that card?
Yeah, and no.
That LW stands for Lucius Walter. He sent me the candy.
Oh, did I? Well, that's mighty friendly of him.
Wasn't because he was a friend.
It can't be because he's an enemy. Wait a minute. Let's call the roll here. What does this mean, Lucius sending you candy? Ain't I your boyfriend, your only boyfriend?
That's a matter of conjecture.
Well, leave conjecture out of here. We got too many in here already. Baby, what does this Lucius mean to you, huh?
Oh, me.
Oh, but honey, what is the score?
Well, I don't know what the score is, but it's a mighty interesting game.
Oh, it is, huh? Well, I'm calling this game right now. I'm going to find that Lucius Walters and hand him a fistful of fives right in to kiss her.
You mean you're going to fight over me?
That's just what I mean. I'm going to lay him low. I'm going to knock him down so much he'll be wearing his uppers lower than his lowers. I'm going to flatten him till he has to wear open-toed shoes to see where he's going. I'm going to settle this right now, and I'm going to settle it by the way, baby, how big is he?
6 foot 4.
6 foot? Uh-oh. Honey, on a second thought, I think I better settle this by arbitration.
Now, Led Duskin and the orchestra play I Ain't Got Nobody.
I gotta see you about something important.
Oh, for goodness sake. Come on in, Bill. Sit down. I'll be right with you. See, just reading a letter from home. Yeah. See, my sister married the plumber. It was a big surprise to me. I thought she was just the plumber's friend.
Eddie. I wish you wouldn't talk about weddings.
Oh, that wedding must have been quite an affair. Look, can't you just see them? The triumphant bride and the blushing groom walking out from the church on the archway of crossed plungers.
Eddie, if you don't mind.
What is it, Bill? What's the matter?
My gal, Beulah. She done took up with this Lucius Walters.
No, I can't believe it.
Well, when I heard it, I couldn't believe it either. First, I was dumbfounded. Now I'm just dumb. I don't know what course to take.
Well, there's only one course open, Bill. You got to dominate that gal of yours.
Yeah?
Yeah, handle them like I do. Don't let them have their way. Make them have your way.
Oh.
Let them find out what no means.
I think Beulah does that.
Well, emphasize it. Eliminate the positive and accentuate the negative. Forget you ever heard the word yes. Excuse me, Bill. Hello? Oh, Nettie? Yeah. Yeah, I. Oh, I will. I got this. Yeah, honey, of course. I got... Yeah. Uh-huh. What? Oh, no, no, absolutely not. Definitely no, I won't. All right, goodbye. Now, you see that, Bill? You see how I told that gal no?
Yeah, you did it good. What did she want?
Want to know if I'd be late to take her out to dinner.
Oh, fine.
Yeah. Just a minute, Bill. I see who that is.
Howdy, folks. Shrink's the name. Franklin E. Shrink.
Yeah, well, how you do? I'm Eddie Green.
What do you know? You talk my language, boy. Or let you and me be get acquainted. Hmm?
Swell.
George, we're going to have a nice chat together. I can see that.
What brings you here?
Why, I'm selling a farm. I'm sell eggs.
Do you raise them on your own farm?
Yeah, I raise them on my own farm.
Sorry, that's what I meant. How much you charge for the eggs?
Well, I've been charging 75, 60, 50, 4, oh, shucks, I can't even give them away.
That sounds like a bargain. You make any money that way?
Well, made enough last year to buy a new car. Of course, it had to be a Bantam.
It did? Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, yeah. You sure fell right into this one. Well, it had to be a Bantam because I was selling Banty eggs. Ain't that a tickler, though? Well, you can go fall if you want to. Well, got to get home and feed my chickens. You know, I make my own special feed. I do. I make them lay like 60.
Yeah, do it really make them lay faster than the regular kind?
Does it? Why, Shork, not 10 minutes after I feed them, they'll be standing around in the barnyard, and all of a sudden one of them will say, uh-oh, pardon me, I'll be right back. Well, so long.
Goodbye, Mr. Yeah. Well, folks, tune in next week for another exciting adventure with the Whistler.
Say, Eddie, let's get back to my problem here. Well, what am I going to do?
Well, Bill, you're just a young, growing boy. Can't you forget about women for a while?
Uh-uh.
Why not?
Eddie, there comes a time in a man's life when the Lone Ranger just don't mean a thing.
Well, then I guess you got only one thing to do. Find Lucius Walters and beat the competition out of him. You ain't afraid to fight with him, are you?
Oh, no, I ain't afraid, only, well, they say a little fear is a healthy thing in anybody.
Uh-huh. Only you's more healthy than most.
Eddie, ain't there some way I could just talk to Beulah? Make her understand how I feel? Doggone, I never thought a woman could make me feel like this. I'm almost afraid to talk to her.
Man, that gal sure have got you buffaloed.
Yeah, I'm just a buffaloed Bill. You hear what I say to that, Eddie? Buffalo.
I heard you, Bill. Yeah. Guess that shock's been too much for you.
Oh, man, what am I going to do?
I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to march right up to Buell and tell her who's boss.
I am. I'm going to march right up and tell her. Who am I going to tell her is the boss, Eddie?
Well, tell her you are. Little white lie don't hurt nobody.
Yeah, that's right. I'll do it. Thanks, Eddie, and so long.
Well, good luck, Bill. Oh, Bill.
Yeah.
If that don't work, try does, see, because does everything. Come on, Bill.
I guess Eddie is right. I might as well make up my mind to face the music. I might as well face it quick before that Lucia starts playing my love song in double cross time.
Well, Bill, come on in.
Oh, Miss Aunt Alice, is Beulah here?
Well, she's upstairs, but she'll be down in a moment. Why don't you sit down? Here, help yourself to some of Mr. Jess's gumdrops.
Gumdrops? No, I kind of lost my taste for gumdrops since... wait a minute. Beg your pardon, did you say Mr. Jess's gumdrops?
Yes, they were sent by one of the girls in his office, yes. Letitia Weatherby. You know, it's a funny thing, too. The card was simply signed L.W., and at first we thought that... Oh, well, you wouldn't be interested.
Oh, contraire, madame. I'm fascinated. did Beulah know about this?
Well, naturally. Oh, and that's the funny part. You see, we first thought they were from a friend of Beulah's. Well, we had quite a little laugh over it. Don't you think that's funny?
Yeah. Doggone, what do you know? I've been stabbed in the back face to face.
I beg your pardon.
Nothing, ma'am. I was just thinking.
Well, oh, here's Beulah now. Excuse me, won't you?
Hello, Bill.
Hello, little creature bogey.
Bill, what's the matter?
Yeah. Have a gumdrop, Matter Harry.
Bill, you know?
Uh-huh.
Bill, you ain't mad at me, is you?
Well, I don't know yet.
Oh, Bill, can't you forgive me? I was a foolish girl, I know, and I... Bill.
Yeah.
I'm standing close to you.
Uh-huh.
And I got my face tilted up toward yours.
Uh-huh.
And I got my mouth in that certain expression. You know, like saying, prune.
Yeah, well, honey, you can hold that there for a minute.
Why, Bill?
I just put a fresh gumdrop in my mouth.
Oh, doggone it, Bill. You're so mean to me, and I love you so much. But that's why I done what I done.
Oh, it is?
Sure, Bill. I just want to make you jealous and maybe love me more. And now...
Oh, honey, don't cry. And come on here close to me. Oh, it's good to have you back in my arms, so sweet and smelling so nice. And what is that perfume you wear?
You like it, Bill?
Mm-hmm.
It's called Love's Flame.
Love's Flame, eh? Honey, make way for a visiting fireman.
Don't forget to be with us again next week at the same time for another half hour with...
Got the world in a juggler. Got the stopper in my hand.
The Beulah Show, starring Bob Corley as Beulah, comes to you from Hollywood, produced by Charles Vander. Tom Hanlon speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.